Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Juan. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tonight it's all about funk, funk, and funk. I have got an excellent interview on tap for you this evening with Steve of Fort Knox 5 ahead of his gig at Red Room next Thursday, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. This one is an absolute beauty. French producer Safar adds the tribal touch to De Hoole's Meter at the Love Parade. If you love classics, this is definitely for you. Okay, I am impressed. Safar providing an unbelievable update of Meter at the Love Parade, which is out now on Soul Selectas and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Fort Knox 5 has had a huge impact on the scene with their infectious funk-laden music. I was fortunate to be able to interview Steve of Fort Knox 5 ahead of his gig here in Vancouver. For this one, we talk production, DC to BC, and 20 years in the biz. The lead track here is Resist. Full track listing and a selection of their web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Steve of Fort Knox 5, Washington, D.C. born and raised. He's been producing and DJing for over 20 years, with releases on Westwood, Bomb Strikes, Jalapeno, and his own Fort Knox recordings. Just to name a few, he has undoubtedly made a mark on the scene. He's been remixed by Small Town DJs, Average Citizens, Crafty Cuts, Crack and Smack, and A-Skills, amongst others. His latest release, Another Decade of Funk Remix, showcases the past decade of tracks on his label, and that came out in December. It offers a great look at a broad range of genres on the imprint and is available wherever you buy your tracks, so check that out. He's toured globally and all over North America, including multiple appearances at Base Coast and Shambhala. He's done a number of gigs in town and will be playing in Vancouver here at Red Room on Thursday, March 28th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him, Steve from Fort Knox 5, kicking things off here. How would you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved over time?
Well, that is always a really tricky question, because from the get-go, Fort Knox 5 was always about funk. Now, not necessarily the genre funk, but funk as it crosses over every genre. So we kind of made a point in the beginning to just do what we would call just funky music. So it'd be funky house, funky breaks, funky funk, world influence, you know, 60s, 70s influence, all the way up to modern day. And so it's been sort of a running joke with what does Fort Knox 5 sound like? And in the end, I just say funky.
You're lost in the sauce, just beat the horizon. A cast of characters just dipping and diving. The signs and fairies, but the people are smiling. Waving them totems from side to side. Signs, signs, it's the sign of the times. Put them way up in the air and make them easy to find. There's a vibe in the crowd about to take it away. Queued up in the he's got something to say. Never been to the festival and lost a piece. Well, frying off your testicles and lost some freaks. Now you're hiding in a vestibule just trying to breathe. Unsure if you can make it, maybe trying to leave. I need help. Your mother, why you walking around? You're really weird, dancing is the talk of the town. A stranger walks up and tries talking you down. I'm trying to find my friends, but they're not to be found.
Okay, well, can you tell me about the process of building up your reputation as a musician, DJ, and producer? How did that all happen for you?
Well, we were fortunate enough to be really a core part of the DC music scene as it was growing. Originally, I started based out of the indie punk rock scene of DC in the 90s. I was in a band, indie punk band, and from there, as the rave culture and electronic music kind of culture happened, DC became a real big hotspot, and a lot of music started coming, a lot of DJs, and in fact, a lot of West Coast DJs sort of built their name on the East Coast too. So DJ Dan, I can think of a bunch like that. We were really fortunate enough to sort of be there as the scene was growing, starting with the sort of the rave scene in DC and then extending through the lounge scene with Thievery Corporation. We kind of bridged over all these different kinds of scenes. And because of that, as the scenes kind of grew and as the reach grew, we grew along with it.
And during that time, was there a moment when you sort of realized this wasn't just a passion or a hobby anymore and it was like a legitimate career? And what was that like?
No, I don't think it was really a momentous event. I think it was just kind of everything was an extension of the thing that came before it. So before Fort Knox 5, we were doing a group called Thunderball on Thievery Corporation's label. And that was more down-tempo vibes with mixed with a little drum and bass influence. And that was born out of the, like I was saying, the sort of the DC indie rock scene, just sort of going through it in a time frame. Indie rock, then this sort of lounge electronica emerged from that as the rave scene was developing at the same time. And then Fort Knox 5 became sort of a catch-all for all the things that we wanted to make. And at the same time, I was running a graphic design firm doing album covers for Thievery Corporation, along with punk rock bands like Bad Religion. And so that was my day job, but I was always running my own business. And I think the time when we realized that this was more than just a hobby was after we had started the label just to be able to put out our own music without anybody giving us any grief of what people were looking for. And within the first year, it had started blowing up. And we've just sort of been running with it ever since. That was 20 years ago. Kind of crazy.
I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
We go hard all night, night. We go hard all day, day. Nothing gets in our way. That bass rock, that bass. We go hard all night, night. We go hard all day, day. Nothing gets in our way. That bass rock, that bass.
Get up off your boots.
This is Kill Frenzy.
Hey, this is Yaddo.
This is Charlotte Johansson.
Hey, this is Prince Philip.
Hi, this is James Abila, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Okay, it looks like there are two iterations of Fort Knox 5. There's the musical group, and then there's your DJ sets. What's the current status of the band? How often do you guys perform live? And are you mostly doing DJ gigs these days?
Well, I would say the bulk of it is DJ gigs. When we first started, Fort Knox 5 started as a live project. This idea of doing live electronica, very influenced by even like Chemical Brothers and things like that, where people were sort of doing these performances with electronic music in a live setting. However, we soon realized that traveling as a band was a little bit unwieldy, especially as we were building things. And John Horvath and I started going out specifically DJing our music and our style of music, music that we were influenced by, and vice versa, our remixes and stuff like that. We started playing that on the road, and that developed into a four-deck set that we would tour on. We were performing instrumentals and acapellas and sort of rebuilding our songs as if we were still doing the live band in a DJ setting. Having said that, though, last year we got the band back together and did a performance at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is a huge concert hall and a very prestigious kind of thing. It was super fun, really great to be able to play the songs again live. I'm kind of looking forward to putting a little bit more of those kind of events together, and it looks like we have a potential of putting that together for a Whistler Summer Concert Series this August, so stay tuned.
Give me a minute, let me stop that, drop that, put that mic up on that stand, do what I can to get this plan, cause we got
to. Of all the places that we ran, this is not new. Nah, give me a minute, let me pass on any kind of knowledge that we have from the last song. That's on a 45 with that Fort Knox vibe, or a long play record that's staying alive. Just trust yourselves to the sound vibrations, moving through patience and places and nations, working these people through these different stations. They know to reach a new inner space they can hold. It's not a race, we're not fighting or moving, we're not going to leave them, we're not stopping, we're doing, we're better than that. We're not settling back, keep your fan close, round them up, tell them it's that. If all my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute, let my soul settle in it. If all my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute. Come on, my soul settle in it. Let my soul settle in it, settle in it. Come on, my soul settle in it. Let my soul settle in it. All my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute, let my soul settle in it. If all my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute. All my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute, let my soul settle in. If all my days end up like this, then you can bet my nights be twice as lifted. Imagine what I might have missed if I didn't give it a minute. Let me stop that. Drop that. My days can be like this. Drop that. My days can be like this. Drop that. My days can be like. 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 Drop that.
Okay, and when you are producing within a DAW, because of your band history, the punk band and then Fort Knox 5, do you generally use a lot of live instrumentation, or are you using mostly VSTs and making these recent tracks?
I think it's always been a balance of the two. And while we did have the live band in mind, everything was always done in the studio. And I think the joke early on was that we were a cover band of Fort Knox 5, because everything was sort of piecemeal done in the studio, whether it's bass or horns or vocals or whatever it was. And then the end result result, as it came together, ended up being something that we maybe hadn't intentionally written. When we were originally starting the group, we like to say that we sampled ourselves. So we did a lot of more live jamming. And then instead of sampling a James Brown riff, we would sort of do our version of I Feel Good live and then sample that. And that became a way for us. We were very conscious about not trying to appropriate other people's music. In fact, to this day, that's one of my mottos of putting music together, is try to make it as original as possible. Having said that, it was always put together, like I said, with a VST, originally with Pro Tools. And I was a Pro Tools, like I swore by that program. I loved how transparent it was. Really, from a real world recording kind of scenario, it was a nice virtual platform. I've since then made the switch to Ableton, and I'm a huge convert and a huge fan of Ableton. I find it very easy to put ideas down really quickly. It's really great for experimenting, and alongside some really good VSTs like Kontakt, like the Kontakt Live Instruments, I swear by them. I'm able to have a lot of live sounding instrumentation, and then along with live instrumentation that may be like a violin section or a horn section or something that I can't do initially, and build it out that way. So yes, Kontakt is one of my go-to VSTs, Native Instruments Kontakt. There's every kind of sound there, from Cuban drums to whatever. It's kind of nice to be able to look for sounds rather than samples. So that's one of my go-to ones. My other new go-to VST is called Track Spacer. It's just a tool to make room for things in the mix. So it's a sidechain with an EQ. Look it up.
And then within Ableton, are you generally prepared to make tracks as you sit down because you've heard something in your head earlier that day? Or are you content just to sit down, play around with the computer and see what comes out?
I generally sit down and play around. And it's usually born out of something that maybe has inspired me in my DJ sets. Or maybe I've heard like a classic 70s funk song and I'm like, oh, all that thing needs is big fat beats, and so I'll end up doing a redrum to a 70s song so that I can play it in my sets, and then that becomes the inspiration for an original tune. So I'll be like, oh, you know what, I'll end up redoing drums, redoing a bass line, and then once you get rid of the actual music that you were sort of writing to, it creates a whole platform for being able to create on top of. The inspiration then becomes the nascent part of a new track. In addition, I think working with other people, collaborating, has been a very fruitful way for me lately to really get excited about things too, because everybody has a different approach to music. And so when you have a meeting of the minds within the DAW and within a studio of live instrumentation, synths and stuff like that, I think it can get really exciting.
When the party gets good, if you really want to party, I said, if you really want to party, yeah. We'll be right back.
Okay, thinking back to the dawn of Fort Knox 5 here, when you were making tracks, were there elements of production that you found particularly difficult at that period of time? Or because you were working collaboratively, did everybody kind of help one another get over that hump?
I would say the struggle in the beginning was really trying to figure out how to make a particular style of music. I remember thinking, oh, I really like drum and bass. I like this jungle stuff. And without really analyzing it, I just would go into the studio and just start making it, not realizing that there's certain parameters for it to fit within a genre, i.e. like tempo or phrasing and stuff like that. And so, I mean, this is also pre-getting information on the internet days. So I even did this the other day. I was like, oh, I really want to figure out how to do this particular kind of glitchy bass sound. And I just looked up a tutorial. But back then, there was no real tutorials. And especially playing around with either outboard synth gears with all, you know, twiddling knobs and using LFOs and stuff like that, and then trying to automate it and doing all those things. So I think it was a different environment now, but the learning curve that I remember having was trying to figure out how to make these sounds. And I would spend a lot of time sort of studying other tracks. I would bring somebody else's music in and then just keep comparing mine to it. So something that I found that I liked, or I liked the sound of, or I liked the structure of, I would use that as a barometer for it. It's interesting now, the only real limitation to writing music is your own creativity. It's kind of an exciting place to be in. And for myself, after doing it for tons of years, I'm still excited about figuring out something new and or incorporating a sound or trying to write a horn section that, you know, a complicated horn section. There's still things to go.
Universal salutations of peace transmit out from me to you. This Ash reporting live with none other than Fort Knox 5, and how do you do? I know it's been a long time. You've been waiting by a speaker for someone to spit it to your plane. But now you're rocking with the best, and this year award winning and all that goes before the name. And accolades are cool, but what's important is you feel me, really. That's my only motivation. That way I won't be rhyming just to hear myself talk, having a one-sided conversation. This is music with a meaning, party with a purpose, being smart with the art makes the average folks nervous. But you deserve this, I figure why not. Ask you with your service, keep smelling the shit I got. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Politician's playground, you better know your way round. We all fall victim to their will and deal. For every statue, monument, or museum you see along these tree-lined streets, you see the poorest of the poor who do anything and more out there just to get something to eat. Hell yeah, it's a shame, but who do you blame when the victim in the books could be one and the same? Your vote isn't joking, it's never gonna change. It is the new love, knows the new strange. Yeah, you wanna change, well I take a revolution and be the solution I'm gonna go get. Gotta think for yourself and be your own leader, cause all of us are lost in the bush and don't know dick. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Put your hands up and wave them in the air. Gotta get up, stand up, you just don't care. I and I got the supply, but when the demand's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Man up. Put it up, come on, put it up, come on, come on. You got hey, skills. Yeah. With none other than Fort Knox 5. You got put it up, put it up, come on, put it up, come on, come on. You got hey, skills. Yeah. With none other than Fort Knox 5. You got we gotta get up.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Fort Knox 5 interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with one titled Insight. Full track list and a selection of Fort Knox 5 web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with Crafty Cut's remix of Brazilian Hipster.
Drop the bass line in.
Let's talk about your DJing sets here. There is a live gig online, either Shambhala or Base Coast. How do you approach those sets? Do you have a roadmap in mind before you get going, or are you really good at reading the dance floor? And then when you're gigging like that, what's your DJ setup of choice? Like 4 decks, 2 decks, what's your mixer? And you include stems, acapellas? What do you do up there?
Festival sets, and the one that you're talking about is the Base Coast set. And those festival sets are 100% planned out based off of the time that I'm playing, who's playing before me, who's playing after me, the music that I want to play. It's definitely premeditated. You kind of have to be in those surroundings. And especially this last year where I knew they were going to be filming it with 4 cameras. The last thing you want to do is be fumbling for trying to find something that you don't know how to find. So having said that, there's a lot of pre-planning, editing of original material. I always try to make it a point of trying to shoehorn my original pieces or acapellas or stems and stuff like that. But a lot, most of that is done leading into the set. And because a lot of these big festivals, I like to make sure that each set is a little bit different. Clearly, going into a whole summer season of festival touring, there's a lot of things that overlap, but there's there's certain ones, Shyamalan Bass Ghost in particular, which become the blueprint for everything else. There's so much pre-planning and trying different songs, mixing into each other, figuring out little stems to break out to be able to play in a live setting. And then the cool thing is that that pre-planning pays off so far down the line, because all the club shows that I end up playing from that are a combination of new songs, new edits, like I was just talking, redrums, and then pulling from these old sets that have been painstakingly curated. So I know if I go to a folder, a Bass Ghost 21 or whatever, every song that's in there has been tested and proven sonically, you know, so I know that it's going to sound good on good speakers. I know how to mix them. So I have a treasure trove of previous shows that I can always go to, but every one of the shows that's, especially the big festival shows.
Play this tune on my phone, bruv.
No.
It's my friend's birthday. It's my friend's birthday. That's happy birthday, Sandra.
No, I don't think so.
Can you play something more like EDM? Like, I don't like dance. No, dog.
Get off the stage.
Oi, mate. You got any?
No.
Hey, can I, like, come on stage and, like, spill beer all over your equipment?
No.
Hey, have you, like, got that song that goes, like, bah, bah, wee, wee, bah, 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 bah?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at your gigging history here. I was looking at your resident advisor page, and I noticed a disproportionate number of gigs taking place in BC, Vancouver, that sort of thing. How did that BC connection get formed for you?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we launched Fort Knox 5 and Fort Knox Recordings, our label, in 2003. When we started off, we were just doing vinyl. You know, we were trying to sort of fill a little bit of a niche in the records that we didn't have in our record box. So we had the hip hop and the funky stuff that was on vinyl, and we had the breakbeat stuff that mostly coming out of the UK or like even old school DJ Icy. And we had that stuff, but there was nothing in the middle. And so we were like, oh, we're gonna start putting out these vinyls that everyone's gonna need to have. And sure enough, they became these DJ tools. You can ask any one of the sort of funky DJs in our collective, from the Funk Hunters to Slink to Sticky Buds. Everybody kind of used those things, the early vinyl, as DJ tools. Now, the West Coast scene and what we were doing in Washington, D.C., somehow were more symbiotic and sympathetic than what we were doing to, let's say, the East Coast scene. So we spent a lot of time traveling West Coast of the U.S. and then, of course, then B.C. by an extension. A lot of, I don't know. I don't know if it's something in the water, but there was always a deep connection. And the interesting thing is I'm living now in B.C. and we always joked about how the tie between Washington, D.C. and B.C. So now I'm a firm believer of D.C. to B.C. And the connection is it goes back to the very, very beginning. After putting out their initial first singles, by 2005, we were already a part of the West Coast British Columbia music scene with Matt the Alien, Librarian, Vinyl Richie, Small Town DJs, DJ Check. They kind of took us in and vouched for us. And like I said, by 2005, I think we were playing our first thing. We played the Chambala for the first time, and we've been there ever since.
Okay, this is a tough one. You have 19 pages of tracks on Beatport, so it's probably difficult for you to narrow this down. But over the period of time that you've been doing this, can you think of either a best track, best compilation? What has really stood out for you and what are you really proud of over that period of time?
Well, last fall, we started putting out these compilations to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the label and the group. And it was the first time that I had a chance to sort of really look back and be like, wow, this is a lot of stuff. In 2013, we had done our 10-year, and I thought this is it. We made our 10-year, and that was sort of the feather in the cap, and it was all downhill from there. And now we put on another 10 years on that. And the interesting thing is to sort of look back and see how timeless the music has been, and not in a braggadocio way, but some of the early songs that we did are still the ones that are being played most on Spotify. Brazilian Hipster, Funk for Peace, Insight. It's interesting to me to sort of see in the evolution of where funky music music is gone, and we're coming back up on the 20-year cycle. And listening back to them, I'm proud of them because they sound current. I don't listen to them going, ugh, I wish I'd had a different drum, or I wish I'd done something differently on them. So can I say I'm proud of the body of work? After putting these compilations together, one of the things that excited me about doing it was I'm finally in a position where I spent all this time looking backwards and sort of celebrating everything that's gone but in the past that's brought us to the present day, and I'm still excited about music, and I don't know how many people can say that. And so I'm now in the next decade of writing, and it's sort of a blank slate for me right now, and that's an exciting place to be.
This is John Delirious.
Hi, this is Alfie Sandusky.
Hey, what's up? This is Darren Epsilon.
Hey, this is Adam Kate.
This is Jay Tripwire.
Hi, this is John Acquaviva, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
What is your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward in DJing production? You mentioned having a blank slate, but are there some rough ideas there of what this may hold for you in the future?
I've got a million sketches on my machine, but it's like sometimes the muse really does need to strike. You know, sometimes I can listen to a sketch and be like, oh, I know exactly what this is supposed to be. And sometimes I go, I have no idea what I was trying to go for. Sometimes I sit down and I start with a completely blank page and be like, okay, what do you want to write today? We're going to write a house track and whatever, and I start writing all these little bits and bobs. I mean that genuinely. I'm in a place where I do have new tracks that I'm working on right now, but they're in a place where they're evolving as I'm working on them. And I'm looking most forward to some new collaborations. It's been really exciting to me. I did a track with Slink in the past couple of years, Lazy Syrup Orchestra. I find like working on music, especially with somebody else's seasoning, whatever flavor they're bringing into it, I thrive on that. So we'll see. I've got a couple things in the pipeline right now, but we'll see where the next batch of funk comes from.
more time.
Rounding things up here, is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
I've got a couple things that have come out in the last couple weeks. I've got a couple of remixes, one for a local group Astro Color, a little indie dance kind of number that I just finished up. I've got a brand new episode of Funk the World, my mix series. I think it's up to 78 now. So if you want to go and check out some laid back funky tunes to drive around in your car, go check that out. And last but not least, Shambhala 2023 mix with my friend and partner Queued Up is going to be dropping very soon. So look out for them.
This has been Steve from Fort Knox 5. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on the Techno Progressive O Facebook page. Remember to get down to Red Room this Thursday, March 28th to catch him live, and tickets for that are still available online at Showpass. So thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
Catch a friend, drink until the bitter ends. We shall sit and cast.
Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Steve of Fort Knox 5 for agreeing to interview. It was a pleasure to interview him, and remember to get down to Red Room this Thursday, where he'll be performing alongside A-Skills and celebrating 20 years of his Fort Knox 5 label. The track Jingle and Janglin' closed out the interview. Full track list and a selection of Fort Knox 5 web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 15 years in time to 2009 for a bassy breaky number. This is Future Funk Squad with Blow. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.
2009 got a new flow. 2009 let them all know. Tune double drop like Lebanon when I'm on. Bomb many with them, I'm on my bomb blow. Who'd ever know that little man Mo? Pack Libic heat like Grandma Rambo. Strapped to the beat, rucksack with a bleep. When I bomb many with them, I'm on my bomb blow. Too many rums, so I've got to offload. On my mind switch path and I'm going off road. Sit with a pen in my humble abode. Bomb many with them, I'm on my bomb blow. Style can't match, you catch the wrong flow. Style can't catch a patch of mojo. Beats not bombs, don't get me wrong though. When I bomb many with them, I'm on my bomb blow. Fire in the hole, smoke on the neck, bro. Cynical flow like drum solo. Bomb mini rhythm, I'm on my bomb blow. Get low, drop when I let go. Fire in the hole, smoke on the neck, bro. Got flow to mute the beat, so when I bomb mini rhythm, I'm on my bomb blow. But not labs where they're grown. Peace denied them when I peace of mind. And when I bomb any with them, I'm on my bomb blow. Timer stick on cue to explode.